Seasonality of fruit and vegetables, a millennia-old secret. There are many reasons why eating seasonal fruit and vegetable is important, not only for our health and the environment, but also for the taste of agricultural products. Seasonality means respecting the cycle of the elements in nature. Only with this enormous wealth in mind, we will be able to enjoy the genuine taste of the fruits of the earth. In this article, we will see at what time of the year it is possible to expect some vegetables and how long before they are sown. Why choose seasonal fruits and vegetables? Quality. The reasons in favor of seasonal fruit and vegetables are different, and all in favor of the consumer. First of all, the organoleptic characteristics of vegetables are beneficial. The active ingredients and nutrients are in fact present in greater quantities. The taste is also much better in terms of intensity and sweetness. The high perishability of our agricultural products is certainly a disadvantage from the point of view of conservation. However, adhering to the principle of seasonality also means enjoying the freshness of vegetables, which must be consumed in a short time. Savings. Another great reason is economic. The concept of seasonality is close to that of production and sale from farm to table, which guarantees the narrowing of the distance between the farmer and the consumer. This inevitably leads to a reduction of expenses, especially those related to transport, and therefore to a lower final cost of agricultural products. Even when there is an intermediary, and in our case is always and only one, supermarkets or wholesalers, who buys is protected by the label. This obliges us, in the case of basil PDO, for example, to also indicate in which greenhouse the seedlings have been harvested. Environment. Seasonal products are less expensive, also because their processing is easier. The farmer doesn't need so much if nature provides to feed the land independently. Finally, there is environmental reason. We are well aware, in fact, of how much the transport needed to guarantee us fruit out of season affects CO2 emissions. To sum up, the advantages of seasonality concern various aspects. Quality and health. Seasonal products have greater nutritional and organoleptic properties. This is even a benefit of health. Savings. By lowering transport and storage costs, the price for the final consumer is reduced. Environment. Buying seasonal products means reducing transport CO2 emissions. Territory. Seasonality is closely linked to the farm-to-fork principle, and therefore enhances the local economy and production. The seasonality calendar of our vegetables. All our products are in season. Only Genoese basil PDO, in accordance with the provisions of the specification, is produced all year round in greenhouses. The other vegetables follow the natural cycle of the seasons, including the Oxar tomatoes, also grown in greenhouses. Below we propose a scheme to understand the calendar of our fruit and vegetables. All year round, basil and lemons, spring and summer, Oxar tomatoes, aubergine, peppers, and zucchini trombette, winter spring, broad beans and artichokes, autumn, zucchini trombette and tomatoes, Oxar. The production techniques of our seasonal fruits and vegetables. The climate of our region allows us to guarantee the availability of our vegetables for a long time. The Oxar tomatoes and zucchini trombette, for example, even span 3 seasons. The sowing of agricultural products naturally takes place some time earlier. January, ox heart tomatoes, planted a second time also at the beginning of June. April, May, zucchini trombette. June, aubergines and peppers. August, artichokes. October, broad beans. Basically, we don't treat our land differently than our grandparents did. Surely the experience gained over the years and the technology comes to our aid. In particular, we are followed by an agro-technician who every 10-15 days checks the health of our plants and decides whether to intervene to improve their performance with the help of fertilizers allowed in organic farming. Our basil, for example, undergoes periodic checks so that it can maintain its PDO denomination. For tomatoes grown in greenhouses, we rely on bumblebees to fertilize the plants and not on artificial hormones. Broad beans and artichokes don't need much attention since insect activity is practically zero during the season in which these vegetables grow. Over the years, we have increased the frequency with which we prune tomatoes through mechanical work known as sifting, which takes time and effort but is absolutely beneficial in terms of yield. During cloudy days, we often check the humidity in the basil greenhouses. To prevent the onset of disease due to stagnation, we guarantee the airing and let the soil dry. Finally, we pay attention to the condition of the weeds and grass. If these elements are harmful to tomatoes and basil, we must eliminate them immediately. We leave these plants free to grow in the fields of artichokes and broad beans because they protect the vegetables from the sun and preserve their tenderness. In this difficult period due to coronavirus emergency, the fruit and vegetables of Agriturismo Le Girandole arrive directly at your home. To book the home delivery, please don't hesitate to contact us.